It's not looking like a happy new year for diehard hockey fans. The NHL hasn't played a game all season. Owners have locked out players in a contract dispute, and no new talks are scheduled. Commentator Mark Phelps plays in a hockey league without a union or owners. Their games go on regardless of salary caps, and the players are the ones writing the checks.
I'm sitting here at 10:45 on a cold weekday night. But the thought of getting up the next morning to go to work doesn't seem to register around this locker room full of balding, graying, or otherwise aging hockey players. We're slowly dressing in equipment that, in some cases, is older than our grown children. It's men's league hockey, a far cry from the National Hockey League. Here, there are no flashing strobes, loud music, or mascots as we skate onto the ice. The last NHL game I went to before the lockout, I tried to imagine what it would be like to play our game with that sensory overload as a backdrop. I just couldn't picture it. For us, the stands are always as dark and empty as those in the NHL arenas are this year. I started with this group at about the midpoint of my career, 1986. I did have a 3-year hiatus while living in another state. When I came back, one of the guys stared at me for a few seconds and asked if I'd missed a week or two with an injury. Our team roster includes an Air National Guard crew chief, a retired orthopedic surgeon, and a few Merrill Lynch financial advisors. We call them the Lynch Mob. The idea of NHL players' multi-million-dollar contracts is as foreign to us as being paid to accept a winning lottery ticket. We pay to play our games. In return, we get a fresh sheet of ice and referees to yell at. Though I've known many of my teammates for almost 2 decades, I still can't remember most of their last names. But the bond is undeniably strong. After one game, the team captain announced, "Listen up, everybody. The game next Thursday is canceled, but a bunch of us plan to come down here and take a shower together anyway." The thrill of victory comes pretty cheaply. There is no cup, Stanley's or otherwise, to skate around with if we win, and the agony of defeat is usually felt in the pointy part of an ankle after blocking a shot, or across the wrists after an angry slash of a stick. Still, every one of our games ends with the traditional handshake line at center ice, seen only at the end of a playoff series in the pro leagues. And whatever mayhem happens on the ice, stays on the ice.
When he's not playing hockey, commentator Mark Phelps is senior editor of Aviation International News in New Jersey. This is NPR, National Public Radio.